located in historic downtown Maplewood.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Shop your nearest Lowe's store today and see why their newest wet-dry vac is clearly different. ShopVac, genuine American original.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift package from Sir Dyke Motorsports. The 12 days of Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
From the Diamond Family, Westport Plaza, G&W Meat, Sir Dyke Motorsports, Don Hennifer Jewelers, and the Big 550, KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry
on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear?
I've done something really stupid, and I will share it with everyone. Peon knows what it is. I told him a couple days ago, and I think you do too, Dan. My latest toy.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that, don't say anything. That I have no business having
no,
or owning.
No, this one above all other.
This is the dumbest thing. Maybe one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
And I have a story.
Okay, I'll be right here.
This rover. Last name is Munch. First name is Rodney. Rod Munch. Rod Munch.
I love those guys. Okay, go ahead.
I was in a mall yesterday, and I won't tell this, but those things that you're going to talk about were there, and this guy came up and was talking to me about it, and I'll finish my story after you tell yours.
Okay. They're everywhere.
Yes.
They are everywhere. Good afternoon, everybody. We welcome. Is there anyone we exclude from listening? I don't think there is. Is there anybody on our watch list who can't listen to the show?
No, we're all inclusive here.
We let FM DJs listen. We let managers of other radio stations listen, hoping they'll hire us. So anybody is welcome. Well, here we are. Pearl Harbor Day, actually, the seventh day of What is that? No, what does that mean? Okay, you know what? We're not doing it.
What?
We're not doing it.
Doing what?
No, you know, the sleepy dusty. We're not doing it.
Oh, because this is a day that should be reserved for.
No, it has nothing to do with
why?
It.
Why?
No, we're not doing it because you just made a... It hurt my feelings. You said, oh, no. And by the way, my daughter... yesterday said, Dad, when are you going to stop doing that Sleepy Dusty Delta Stupid? And she said, I hate that song. And my wife chimed in, of course. Yeah, she was on the phone, speakerphone. Yeah, me too.
Oh boy.
Which, by the way, is reason to do it if my wife doesn't like it. But my daughter, I kind of tend to, daddy's little girl, whatever. I don't care if my wife did. In fact, my wife doesn't like it. I play it twice every day.
Yeah, but we are, it's my theory that, especially with daughters, we are here. Fathers are put on
That's
this
right.
earth to embarrass our daughters.
Well, we don't mean to.
No.
And they're okay with it. That's why daughters are so great. Oh, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, they don't chastise you like your wife. If you ever do that again, your daughter just goes, oh, Dad, you're so crazy.
Yeah.
So, folks, that may be over. We're not going to do it. We're not doing Sleepy Dusty Delta Day. No, I'm serious. One, I haven't heard any feedback, no emails from people going, hey, I love the Sleepy Dusty. I also haven't had any negative emails. So I don't know what to do here. I admit it's stupid. Let's just show them how it works for people who don't know.
All
okay,
right.
Well, here we are, the seventh day of December, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta
Now, see, Dan's laughing, and I'm because I think it's so ridiculous.
I know.
It's stupid that it's funny.
And I've had, when we were out playing, I've had people come up to me, and they say, I love it when Frank does that 3rd of June thing.
Well, there you go. We'll just...
I'll
make a decision by tomorrow.
I'm kind of with your wife and daughter.
Yeah, I knew you would be. You know, when I told my daughter, I said, Peon doesn't like it either. She said, see? And I goes, well, wait a second. He hates Pumpkinhead Harvey. I said, and you love Pumpkinhead Harvey, so he's not right on everything.
No.
I'm not right on everything. But
and she said, yeah, but Pumpkinhead, you only play once a year. You're playing this thing every day, she said.
Another valid point.
I said, we do Cheese every day. We do Hebe Jimenez. She said, yeah, about that Hebe Jimenez thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And she starts on that. She says, what's that? How did you come up with that? I said, I don't know the answer to any of these questions. We just do it.
So that's it's taken her this many years to really...
She's never
vocal.
Mentioned Hebe till 2 weeks ago. Okay, well, we did it today, and we'll decide whether or not we do it tomorrow. We have a thing called the Burke segment. It goes a little something like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I have one thing to say.
All right, here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
I saw on
You're
the news.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I saw on the news that the Muslims at a mosque have come out completely against...
In St. Louis?
Yes, completely against all of this stuff, the radicalism and everything. And they're finally really starting to speak out because I think they've been getting... They played something that some guy called, and this is just a jerk that called, saying, you all need to go, and you all need to die, and you all need to die, and all this other stuff on some answering machine.
You're always going to have that.
At the mosque, yeah, and you're always going to have something like that. But finally, that they are all getting together and
speaking
out.
They better keep doing it, and they better be louder about it, and they better do it in greater numbers, because I'm seeing a handful of them. Look, we have... I forgot the number. It's huge, the Muslim population. They need to all get together and be very vocal. And we had this discussion last night with a friend, and we were at somebody's house, and they had another couple over. And, when that happens, you're holding your brother off, it doesn't go south because I don't know them. But it turns out we all kind of felt the same way. And he happens to be a doctor. And he said, why do you think... more Muslims don't speak up and go, this is outrageous, we're not going to stand by. I said, I know what I think. What do you think? He said, I think they're afraid they'll be killed. I said, that's exactly what I think. I think the first target of the Muslim extremists would be those who don't go along with their interpretation of this. And if you speak out and you're Muslim, I think you're afraid for your life. And I get that. But you know what? If everybody... didn't through history, if people kept silent because, it was dangerous, my goodness, where would we be?
I know.
There'd be no progress made. You can't. And if the numbers are big enough, strong enough, I'm not sure what that will do to stop it, but what it will do is stop a lot of people from thinking that all Muslims are like this.
Yeah, and hating
and
them.
Think and think this way.
Yeah, I saw a group out in California do it like a day or two after they had a press conference coming out against it, too. So,
yeah. And then what people need to know is that I get all crazy over some of this stuff for reasons that most other people don't get, and that's because of the gun thing. And Fox News, I'm sorry, Dan, this is your segment. No, go ahead. Dan Strauss.
Now
here's Dan Strauss again. Go ahead.
I was rude. I was finished with it. I was just saying thank goodness they're starting to speak out now, and like you said, more of them need to speak out, because I don't have a problem with Muslims. I have a problem with the radical.
And the
Muslims
ones that aren't radical, you need to keep this up, and you need to do this every day, and you need to hold press conferences at your mosque, and you need to let us see you in gigantic numbers saying this is not who we are. Otherwise, you're going to be subjected to a lot of hate speech and a lot of... hateful acts toward you, because there'll be knuckleheads that just assume, got a scarf, she must be like that guy's wife that killed all those people. So keep speaking up, and we need more of it, a lot more.
And happy Hanukkah to everyone, too, that's Jewish.
I think it's Hanukkah. I'm not kidding.
No, I think you're right.
Well, you say, the correct Hanukkah. Way it's spelled is C-H, I believe.
Well, that would be Chanukah. It's actually Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Yeah. They have that thing, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's like when you do it correctly, it's like you've got a corn husk in your throat, popcorn.
Yes.
You can't get out.
Well, there was a song on Facebook. I saw a bunch of guys, and they were really, really good harmonizing and everything, and they were singing a Hanukkah song, and they were, one of the words was, at the end of the word, it was like that, doing that. So
that's a great impression.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I couldn't understand it. So.
Mm. You have anything else?
That was all I could say. No.
Peon?
Yes.
Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First, we are 0-2 on trying to get pictures of our son sitting on Santa's lap without him
screaming and going crazy.
Santa scares a lot of kids.
Yes, he does. And it's weird because you stand in line and you see some of the other kids. It doesn't even faze them. But,
well, the clowns are the same way.
Little Archie some is kids. Not a fan so far of...
Now, see, that's very interesting. I don't think it means anything
if a kid is
comfortable. And in fact, I'll tell you something. I might be a little concerned if my kid is just real comfortable with strangers who look different.
Right. I think it's the whole package, the big red suit, the giant hat, the big beard.
It's overwhelming.
Yes, it's a lot going on there. So
either that or your kid's a sissy.
Well, that could possibly be. Because we were out in...
Hey, is he walk yet? Is he walking?
He is standing.
Okay.
For seconds at a time.
Now. Oh, boy.
I almost said something stupid like, well, standing is the first step, but it's really not the first step.
No,
the first step is the first step.
He walks a lot while holding on to something, but not hands-free yet, but very close, unfortunately.
Then they'll start walking like they're drunk. That's so funny.
No, we used to have a salesman at the station that did that. He had to hold on to things while he was walking because he was drunk.
Yeah.
It's funny, drunks look just like one-year-old kids.
You know.
Holding on to something, trying to get from here to there. Now, you're really close. If he's standing, it's around the around the corner.
It is right around the corner.
It's going to be fun. It's fun, except for the, and Dan will tell you this, when they start to take a step, another step, another step, you're holding your breath to go catch them because they're going to fall. Learning to ride a bike, and then you're a nervous wreck because you don't want them falling, busting the lip open or something.
Right.
So you're hovering. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, he's gotten a couple bumps and bruises already, but I think that's all part of the gig, learning how to.
I can't wait till you come tell us about teaching to ride a bike. That's a back breaking thing.
Oh my God!
Running alongside, half bent over, and next day your back is killing you.
Yeah,
that's bike riding.
Don't let go. Don't let go.
And then, when they don't know you've let go, they're completely unaware, and they're riding along thinking, and as soon as they look over and know you're not there, crash.
Wait a minute.
That's what happened.
They freak out, and they crash immediately. Yeah, and that it's funny. I really enjoyed it, and I hated it. It's hard to describe. What else you got?
Next, I was talking to our engineer, Mike Breitenstein, before the show. And he said he emailed you this story. I don't know if you saw it, because it was out in your neck of the woods.
No, the cabin.
The log cabin.
That was last week. That was a story. I saw it last week.
Well,
I don't have it, by the way. I didn't steal it.
The suspect has been found.
See? Told you I didn't do it.
Apparently, somebody in Wildwood, this log cabin has been there for I don't know, a long time, six generations or something.
It's like a Daniel Boone type thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so this guy apparently, piece by piece, stole the cabin and had it outside of his apartment in Wentzville.
Yeah, he takes it outside and he has the logs back
just
behind.
The lumber.
And so, he was going to sell them, right?
Oh, I guess, yeah.
He was
going to
sell
that expensive,
the logs.
That old wood.
How dumb
is
do you have to be? How stupid
know.
Is this guy?
Because apparently they found out. Somebody called the police, and anonymous tip said, hey, I think I found your log cabin guy.
Yeah, all of a sudden my neighbor has a log cabin, and then I saw there's one stolen. This might be there's something here.
And I heard this guy's like 54 years old.
The suspect, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not.
What's interesting to me, here's a log cabin, hundreds a couple of hundred years old, and it's not rotted or anything. I mean, wouldn't you think it would just sort of have disintegrated by now and rotted away? I guess even then they had a way of treating logs so that they would stand the test of time.
I think they were going to eventually move it, and when they do move them, they have to take it apart like that, but they number all of the logs so they put them all back together. Well,
smart.
This guy just takes them all and took them behind
ruin that plan.
Yeah. screwed everything up.
What's your number?
Next day, I found this list of, we hear women talk about, I don't know how big
Dan
this
Hinge LPN wants his own show. His Burke segments are like 19 minutes long.
PR's Playhouse.
It's okay. It's less for me to do. I'm fine with it. Go ahead. Seriously, go ahead.
The magazine Cosmo. I don't know how...
Cosmopolitan?
Yeah, I don't know how popular it is still now. Oh, I know all magazines are pretty much not...
no, not what they used to be.
Not the big numbers. But somebody compiled a bunch of the... Because you know every magazine has those sex tips.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody compiled the 19 greatest tips that were ever published.
I can stop you because if I lose this thought, I'll never get it back.
Yeah.
Remember the other day we talked about how, and I thought it was just kind of, not really, sure, seriously? It turns out it's true. Adult coloring books now are big.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm not kidding. We were in a bookstore, and it was one of those novelty type places where they have some kind of dirty stuff and, you know, mugs with boobs on them. There's a coloring book called Sexual Positions, and you open it up and it's every position, and it's graphic outline of the couples doing it, and each page is a different position, and you just color them.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Hmm.
Well, you're not going to make it through it very far without having to take a break. Wow, look at that position. Honey, you got a minute? No, there's an adult sex position coloring book. So when you
maybe
said that...
It's educational, too. Maybe you learn a thing.
My wife was with me, and I opened it up, and she looked at it, and she says, nobody does, though.
What is that?
Yeah.
But some of these are laughable. Some of them I can't really do, but we'll just go through some of these. So,
okay, I'm ready. Danny, you ready?
I'm ready because you're not agile enough. Is that why you can't do them?
No.
Or you just won't do them.
Some of these won't be able to be discussed on the... Because, you know, Cosmo really doesn't have any... I don't think they have any rules on magazines, do they? What is...
Oh, you mean language?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so. It's not...
for anything
well,
you
I
want.
Mean,
it's not FCC. That's broadcast.
With Penthouse and everything they have.
Yeah, you just brought up a good point. Is there a governing agency like the FCC for any form of publishing? The FCC controls what's called terrestrial radio broadcast TV. Radio, not satellite, but
I know they
terrestrial.
I know they have an age limit on those dirty magazines.
Yeah, they generally have some sort of a sleeve or some sort of cover over.
Okay, but they have movie ratings too, but that doesn't mean. I'm saying.
Dirty language?
On terrestrial radio, which we are, you cannot go on here and go, hey, go F yourself. You can't do that.
No.
Is there a print agency bureau that. I don't think there is.
I don't think there is either.
All right, so this is what now? This is Cosmo...
Yeah, Cosmo Sex Tips.
And these are actual things that were published?
Yes.
Okay.
So the first one's called The Fork.
The Fork?
Yes. Mm. And it tells the women to press a fork firmly, but don't break the skin or anything into different parts of his body.
Huh? Well, that's painful.
I guess, yeah, so that's... the next one is called the Sneak Pepper Attack.
And got me there.
It says sprinkle a little pepper under his nose right before he
finishes.
Yes. They said sneezing can feel similar to an orgasm and amplify the feel-good effects.
You know, I've always said that sneezing feels so good.
Oh, it does.
It's like a nasal orgasm. It is. Oh, it is.
The next one is called the Professor Wankerton.
Dan, isn't that what they used to call you?
Yep.
In high school?
Yeah.
Professor Wankerton.
Yeah.
And all the tip says to do is lie across an ottoman and tell him, Professor Wankerton, I've been bad and I need a spanking.
Wow, that Cosmo.
There's another one called, speaking of Hanukkah, they have a tip called the sex dreidel.
Hmm.
Where apparently you spin the dreidel into the different... different sides of the dreidel is essentially a top.
Right.
So I guess you have different things you can do for each side it lands on.
Oh, it's a special dreidel.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like spin the bottle, sort of.
This next one's called the Wimbledon Final.
That sounds good.
And it says, you hold his wheezer in one hand and lightly slap it with the other. You tap it back and forth like you're following a tennis ball and lightly pinch the skin... Many women make the mistake of being too gentle.
Too gentle?
Oh.
That one's called the Wimbledon.
Wow. Thanks.
Huh. The next one, this one's called The Pocket Full of Pleasure. This one says, when he's least expecting it, tell your man you need some change.
Oh, that's a good one.
Then stick your hand in his pocket and start rubbing around through the fabric, pretending that you're really digging around for that coinage you need.
See, that's a good, I like that.
When he's good and ready, whisper something Mae Westish in his ear like, is that a roll of quarters in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Ladies, pay attention. That's a good thing to try.
Let's see.
In Dan's case, is that a roll of dimes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a half roll
half
of dimes?
Roll of dimes.
This one's called
20 cents.
Hey Dan, is that 30 cents worth of dimes in your pocket? Or are you happy to see me?
This one's called the classic Willy donut.
Well, that's where you essentially
take a glazed donut and you stick
Mr. Happy
through there and you nibble around it.
You do, or somebody else
does?
Well,
the woman does.
Yeah, good.
The sugary texture of your tongue will add an interesting new dimension.
You know our boss is not going to like what you're doing. You're going to get fired.
Well, you know that
he hates this stuff. You're going to get fired.
A lot of girls will go, I'm not doing that. You know the calories I'll get from that with the donut?
You know what? You got a point there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't eat all of it. You just eat about half of it.
Oh. Okay.
let me see. I guess that's about it. Those are all the good ones.
You can't say any others?
Cosmo, I used to, you know, and they would advise you to read Cosmo if you wanted to get in the heads of the chicks that were really progressive.
Oh, it's
a
great guy's magazine.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, from their point of view, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And last thing, I wanted to thank Chief
Michael Wiegand. Yeah.
Of the Eureka Police Department. He sent a nice Christmas card, a note. Just wanted to take a moment to thank you all for the things you do for the men and women in public safety. We appreciate you defending us when we deserve it and telling the truth, even when it hurts. We appreciate all that you do. Hope you and the gang have a happy holiday season. Be safe. And he sent along a couple medallions. They are St. Louis Area Police Chiefs Association medallions. So.
Chief Wiegand, I'll tell you what, I appreciate you letting me blow that Corvette out on Highway 100. Yeah, I know you haven't done it yet, but I'm thanking you in advance for when I get pulled over.
Just hang your medallion on the mirror.
You got one gimme.
Don't you love people that slap those Sheriff Star decals all over their car?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know.
I donated to the... Yeah.
Yeah. And especially when so much of that stuff is bogus. And I'm sure a lot of cops look at it and go, that's not our organization. We don't have anything called that. You get a stinking decal on your car. It just shows me you're stupid. You get a bigger ticket. Should we close it?
Yes.
All right, Merck segment officially closed. Oh, we come back after the break. I'll share with you, I guess about 4 or 5 nights ago, I was at a kiosk in a shopping area. And I bought one of these hoverboards. Now, this is a great product if you're 13 and you weigh 100 pounds. They are not designed for overweight old guys like me. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever done. I've been to malls
a lot lately, and I see those guys.
They're
at
everywhere.
Kiosk, and they're all usually skinny, younger guys in their 20s on those things. And they're zipping around like
the kid
nothing.
That was demonstrating this one couldn't have weighed more than 100.
I know. And I would have a hard time on that thing.
And it is. You will break your neck. And I have one like an idiot. I have one. And within 5 minutes after I charged and got home, I fell, and I hit the back of my head on the tile floor. Whoa. I'm going to tell you something. It felt like somebody took a sledgehammer, tried to crack my skull open. And then what did I do? I went to Sports Authority, and I bought elbow pads, knee pads, those hand protectors, and a helmet. I am determined to master this thing. And I can get around and turn around and do okay, but it's very much like learning to... Remember the first time you tried to roller skate? You immediately just fell down. You're like ice. Your feet just went out from under you. Or ice skates. And that's what these things are like. And I think they're very dangerous. And in fact, I think they're so dangerous. I got one.
So you know, I think guys and girls too that know how to skateboard will probably be very comfortable with those.
I think you're right, except the configuration is different on a skateboard.
Yeah.
You're moving
the length of
lengthwise,
it.
Lengthwise. Like, yeah. This thing, you're crossed, so your feet are across it in your 90 degrees. It's weird. It's weird. It's like a Segway, sort of, but there's nothing to hold on to. With a Segway, you have nothing to hold on to here, and the more top-heavy you are, like me, the harder it is. This is the dumbest thing. Don't ever do what I do, folks. Don't do it.
I saw him at a kiosk yesterday, and the guy, you said, he was a skinny guy, young guy, and he comes up to me, and I said, oh, this is the thing that Frank has. And the guy says, oh, you want to try it? I said, no. I said,
you'll be in urgent care.
I said, a friend of mine just did this. I said, he is a little older, and he fell off of it, and he just kind of started laughing.
Well, you're a skater. But this is a whole different sensation.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll keep you posted, and I may do a couple of shows from the emergency room. So I got the protective stuff, and I'm going to, I don't know, there's something about me. I want to become pretty good at it, even though it's really, really stupid. Let's do a little business. We'll come back, take a couple of calls. Jose Hernandez joins us. There's a new app that I want to mention when he comes on. And these young geniuses are coming up with apps for all kinds of things. And you look at some, you go, well, that'll never go. And then the next thing, you know, 2 months later, you're reading where it's worth $40 billion or something. And I'll tell you what this one is. It's a valet app. They now have people kind of like, let's say you're going shopping, all right, and you don't want to park your car because there's no point. You get on the app, get the nearest valet app guy. They come and take your car and park it in the closest garage. And then when you're ready to go, say, hey, I'm leaving the team, and they can bring it back to you. It's unbelievable. And I don't know how they get to you. Does somebody have to bring them?
Yeah,
because they're taking your car. That's the part I don't quite get. But that's the app, so we'll talk about that. Right now we're going to talk about Mark and Jason. We're going to talk about you. And we're going to ask you this simple question. Have you given much thought to when you'd like to retire? And I think the answer to that is yes. I think most everybody has an idea when you'd like to retire. When you're in your 20s, it's 40. When you're 40 and you realize, hey, this is not going the way I thought it would go, maybe it's 55. And you're 55 and still working, and you start thinking, well, I hope I'm not working past 70. So it changes as you get older, but it's
90.
Yeah, 90. Yeah. But it changes, and I think part of the reason it changes is people are living longer than they expected to live. The money runs out. You know, you had enough money to make it to 75, and now you're 84. So if you've thought about it, you also realize as time goes by that one of your greatest assets, certainly money, is an asset. One of your greatest assets is time. But every day, you lose a little. You know, tomorrow you'll have just a little less time for that retirement money to work for you than you did today. And then the next day, and then before you know it, weeks, months, years go by. And the sooner you start, it's just common sense will tell you, the better off you will probably be, because the more time you have for your money to work for you. How do you do that? How do you plan? How do you know where to put that money? How do you know what money you can get to when without paying a penalty? I have a couple of people who will help you with that. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And yes, I do business with them, and that's all I can tell you, because the Securities and Exchange Commission doesn't like for you to get particular about your own money and what happens with it. That they frown upon that. So I will just tell you that, yeah, they got a pretty good chunk of my money, and I feel very comfortable with them. You can call them and set up an appointment for a free meeting, a consultation, just so you can get an idea how they think and what they think about your $25,000 or more and what you're doing with it. And even if you have an advisor, that's okay. You're not breaking any laws. If your current advisor gets mad, too bad. Why is he mad? Is he afraid that maybe Mark and Jason will show you something that he didn't, or have some ideas he didn't have? Maybe. Maybe not. You won't know until you meet with them. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel's a member of the SIPC, the NYSE. Sounds like cops, almost like they're the police department. NYSE almost is like the NYPD. But they're not. Stiefel's been around a long time. And Mark and Jason offer personalized investment guidance, and they meet with their clients, as you hear peons say all the time, every quarter. So get in touch with them. Set up a meeting. See what you think. No pressure. I promise. MarkandJason.com.
Meep, meep.
See how traffic's moving as we check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, they've just cleared a vehicle fire that had a lot of lanes blocked on eastbound Highway 40 between Spady and Ballas. Now things are slowing from a little bit east of Mason to Ballas, and then things start opening up there. But westbound 40 drivers, you're slowing from Clayton Warson out to Ballas. We also have some long stretch. I don't know if there's an accident or if it's just sunshine, but on westbound Manchester from New Baldwin almost all the way out to Clarkson is just nothing but a solid jam. And then we have southbound 270 drivers. We're slowing in pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Who carried the CBC High School State Championship game and the annual Turkey Day game between Kirkwood and Webster Groves? Yep, none other than KTRS.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention, do you have Medicare? If so, open enrollment is ending soon. The deadline is Monday, December 7th, which means it's almost over. So, call Insure Us Now to review or change your current plan and learn how you can save money. Don't wait until it's too late. The deadline is Monday, December 7th. Call Insure Us right now. 888-888-0855. Again, that's 888-888-0855. Speak with a trusted Insure Us agent today. Open enrollment is ending soon. The deadline is Monday, December 7th, which means it's almost over. Call Insure Us right now. 888-888-0855. 888-888-0855. Save money now by calling Insure Us at 888-888-0855. 888-888-0855. The deadline is Monday, December 7th, which means it's almost over. 888-888-0855.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-1557. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557.
Steve Scallon of the St. Louis Home Retention Group. You know, Steve, a lot of people come to me and say they're having a difficult time selling their home for the right price. Either they're underwater, they don't have enough equity, wrong place, location. You can help them, can't you?
Yeah, real excited to let people know, Scott, that our company, as it continues to grow and branch into different areas here, that who we're concentrating on today are homeowners who, like you said, can't sell their property because they're upside down in value. They have a bad realtor. They're in a bad location. There's repairs that need to be done on the home. You know, I'm talking about people who've listed their homes on the market for a year. These are the people we need us to get a hold of us here. We now have licensed realtors that are available who work with us to get that property sold, get you out from under it, and get started on with your life moving forward.
Don't trust your most valuable investment to anybody else. 636-527-5121, 636-527-5121, or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
House full of guests. Errands to run. No pocket space. Holiday blues.
Ditch those holiday blues with the 35 Days of Plenty. You can win weekly prizes like a Bahamas cruise or the grand prize of Ford Explorer. All from Plenty, the rewards program you can join for free. Enter for your chance to win at holidays.plenty.com. That's Plenty with an I. No purchase necessary. Must be a Plenty member. Ends 12/28. U.S. 18 and older.
Rules and terms apply.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us.
That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2015 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall, Friday, December 11th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. While you're there, be sure to register for an American Girl doll. There's also a donation box here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, Dr. Michael White, Aladdin Insulation, Outdoor Living, the Flooring Industry Council, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Big 550 KTRS.
If you'd like to jump in here and chat with us a little bit, we'd be happy to have you. I'm going to do one bit of business, get that sort of done, and open it up, and we have a little talk before Jose joins us. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That would be 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. I saw Joan Collins this morning on TV. I don't know if Pion even knows who that is.
Yes.
Dynasty was a big, a huge, sort of like nighttime soap opera. What is it with these women? Joan Collins, I don't know how old she is. She's up there. What is it with these women who don't realize that they look like clowns when they just pile the makeup on and fluff their hair out? And I think they think the world looks at them and thinks, well, she can't be a day over 45. No, you look like you're 90. It's just unbelievable. But it's that deal where right lighting, right makeup from a distance, you go, ooh, and then as they get closer and closer and closer. I looked at her today and I thought, what must she look like when she wakes up and gets out of bed? And The same for men. Go watch, if you want to see how not good-looking David Letterman is, go watch Comedians in Cars with Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, the episode with Letterman. Honest to goodness, I hardly knew who he was. His skin was so horrible. But that's what showbiz does. They make you look better. All right, before we go to the phones, the Goodfeet stores are all over the country. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one right across the river in Shiloh, Illinois, and one in West County. And I would imagine there are lots of people who hear about Goodfeet and hear about Goodfeet, and they hear it, they don't pay a lot of attention to it, until there's a pain that you've been told flat out you're either going to have surgery to eliminate it or you just have to take painkillers for the rest of your life. And then maybe at that point you'll go, well, what the heck? Let's give this Goodfeet thing a try. The pain could be in your back, could be in your neck, your headaches. Certainly pain in your feet can be coming from an issue with the way you stand or walk and pressure. And that's what the Goodfeet inserts do. They slightly alter the way you walk and stand and alleviate some excessive pressure you're putting on some part of your feet that causes, and these are not medical terms, but causes pain to shoot through the nerves in your body and even manifest itself somewhere else. You don't need an appointment. You walk in, they'll ask you where the pain is, and you say, well, my knee, my plantar fasciitis. That's the number one reason people go in there. And then they will have you take your shoe off. You leave your sock on, that's the good news, and step down on like a carbon paper thing. And they can look at that and the impression you made of your foot, and they know exactly what insert or two or three to bring from the back to put in your shoe and have you get it. And you keep your own shoes. They don't sell shoes. It's pretty interesting and fascinating and a godsend for people, many people who are in pain. It's not the answer for everything, but man, for thousands of people, this was all it took. Simple arch support. In Shiloh, they are on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. In Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. And again, you do not need an appointment. Just walk. Be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. We appreciate that. Star Wars is coming out, I guess, that new thing, whatever pretty soon. And everywhere I look, it's Star Wars.
And the merchandise. Oh, man.
I cannot be the only person who's clueless about Star Wars. I saw the first one when it hit the movie theaters, because I don't know if you remember this or not, but when before it was released, it was the talk of the movie industry. This was bigger than The Wizard of Oz. This was going to be, and it was. It was the, wow, you go to the theater, and that's it. I haven't seen one since. I don't even know the story. It's some people go into space, right, and they fight somebody. I'm not kidding. That's all I know.
Wars in space.
There's a Luke Skywalker, and there's a R2-D2, and some CP3-0. Guy, Darth Vader, but I don't know who's bad, who's good. I just, I'm lost, and I need to, I guess, get up on this stuff because I have a grandson now. Do either one of you follow the Star Wars thing?
I don't.
Not as much as some people, but I know
Colin does.
Remember that guy that worked here for a short while, off and on, and sometimes would show up and sometimes he wouldn't, and he was just a Star Wars fanatic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Colin does, too. Doesn't Colin?
That wouldn't surprise me. He knows Star Wars about everything. Let me talk to John. Let's bring John in here. John, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing great. What can we do for you, John?
Well, I heard you talking about the hoverboard, and today on NPR, I know that I probably shouldn't mention that. But
no, that's okay. As long as you don't listen to him from 3 to 6.
Hmm. Oh, no. Don't do that.
Okay.
I'm AM.
Well, of course you are, John.
But on NPR, they were talking about the Chinese-made hoverboards, and they have a terrible tendency to either catch fire or explode.
Well, let me address that. On the one I have, they make it very clear in the instruction booklet, do not overcharge it. When it turns green and the charger says it's charged, you don't leave it in there overnight. They tell you not to do that, and I'll bet you that's what these people are doing.
That could be, yeah.
But I don't think it's blowing up on anybody while they're driving it. Yeah, it's a charging issue. You know, I had a remote control plane, John, and I had the wrong charger because I've got so many toys, like a little kid, that I had this particular battery in the wrong charger. And I walked in the kitchen, and it was just lucky for me, as I walked in, a blue flame shot out of the charger. I mean, like 8 inches tall, just poof, and it caught the battery on fire. Now, if I'd left it and hadn't been home, it could have caught the kitchen on fire. But I think that's the issue with these hoverboards. The issue ought to be telling people like me, you got no business being on them. That's true.
And someone called, a lady called during the break and said that she's just concerned about you to make sure that you keep an eye on that hitting your head, because that happened to her grandma or her aunt, I believe she said, and it didn't turn out well.
No, banging your head with no hair? Especially doesn't do well. John, is there anything else?
Well, maybe you could use your hoverboard with a walker.
You know what I did do? I thought about this like a poor man's Segway.
Yeah.
I actually thought about this, a walker with wheels, but you'd look like an idiot. Because you'd look like somebody who's trying to have a $5,000 Segway, and you got a $400 hoverboard with somebody's walker. But I actually thought of this, and what I did do is I took, you know, those hiking sticks?
Yeah.
I did take a couple of hiking sticks because my wife hikes, and I kind of initially used those to the hardest thing.
Well, you're not doing this out in public anyway, so what do you care what it looks like, are you?
No, I'm not, and I don't care what it looks like, but the hardest thing is getting on and off. You have to get on flat-footed. You can't be your toe, you can't be tipped forward or backward toward your heel, forward toward your toe. You have to step on it flat and then hop on flat with the other foot, because if you're not flat, one side, one wheel or the other, is going to spin around and throw you off. It's rough. John, don't get one.
I won't.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, that's you guys wrote, Dan, I know you wrote the Segway. Pion, were you?
Yes, I was able to write it too, yeah. No,
and
great.
It was very strange for about 20 minutes. And then once you got it, it was like breathing. It almost like you were thinking, and it would knew what you were thinking.
That was so
I want to
cool.
turn this way, I want to go backwards. It was fantastic. But the $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they still have gone down in price.
No, they haven't. My son checked, and he found you can get a really nice used one for about $3,000. Hmm. So these things, depending on where you go, are $400 to $500. But there's nothing to hold on to. And the key in getting on and off is your foot flat, straight down, no angle. And that's harder to do than you think.
Hmm.
And it's just, and like a lot of other things, like flying a remote control plane, everybody tends to overcorrect. You overreact. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because the more you move, it is so sensitive. So my advice, if you're over 35 and you weigh over 170 and you're taller than 4'6", don't get one. Because center of gravity is everything. And a really short person, I'll tell you who'd do well on it, somebody with no legs. You just hop up there and just lean forward and back.
Oh, yeah.
Because the lower, I'm not trying to be cruel, the lower is. Do you remember the guy used to come out here to Westport and he was on a, he had no legs and he flew down the corridor here on a skateboard? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
And he used his hands.
Yes, I do remember
to
that
propel
guy.
The skateboard.
Yeah.
And he was moving.
Yeah.
He could go. So that's my warning. When we come back after the news break, Jose Hernandez is going to join us. So if you have any, and I think he has a request for you folks, too. I think we're trying to help a couple of veteran families, and I think he's going to put out a request. And it's one that I'm sure several of you can help with, because we all have the old cell phones or the old whatever that we don't use anymore. And there are people that even have iPads they don't use anymore, maybe the first generation. Well, to some people, those are like new and make a great Christmas. So Jose will have that information for you when he comes along right after the news block. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for 23 and a half years. We can't thank them enough. We can't thank you enough for telling them when you go or when you contact them that you're AM and the PM. That's the only reason they're still here after 23 and a half years. Because if they couldn't track that our audience probably sends them more business, let's put it this way, they can account for enough people coming from this show that they're still on 23 and a half years later. And if you don't know anything about how advertising works, if an advertiser cannot tell that it's what he's doing is working in any way, and is generating any response, they pull the plug on it. They're not going to keep paying for something if it's not working. It's working for them thanks to you. So you need American Equity Mortgage if you're going to buy a house. That's where the mortgage comes in. If you have a home and you want to borrow money the smart way, that's where American Equity Mortgage comes in. Debt consolidation or home equity loan, they're very good at it.